Okay, I'm gonna start this one early.
Hey, everyone.
What?
What?
Did you trick us or not?
No, I don't think I tricked you guys.
Nice. That's okay.
Welcome to episode 21 of the Octavarius podcast.
Let's get drunk!
We can drink finally.
About time.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
We're 21.
Or, if you look at it in terms of amendments, we can finally drink again.
That's very true. Oh, that is very true.
Hey, don't be mean to Tim.
Which one was no drinking?
18.
18, yeah.
Whoa. Which is pretty fitting.
Yeah.
Because that's a significant number as well for people as they age.
How many fucking amendments, you know, were passed during that time? That was like 90
from 18 years ago. To 21, I could take a good guess.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Well, don't keep me in suspense.
I mean, that is a lot. 17? That is a lot of amendments for a short period of time. We have not had an amendment to the Constitution for quite some time.
That's because we got it right with the last amendments.
19 suffrage? Which one?
It was 19.
19 was women's suffrage.
Yeah, and then so 20. What's 20?
Everybody.
No more dogs.
Wasn't
yeah,
like
no
the lame
dogs.
Duck law or some bullshit like that? Was
a
it?
Duck law?
What did you say?
Bulldogs with vests are outlawed.
That had to be a constitutional amendment, by the way.
People getting out of control.
Before we get any further into this nonsense, let's start on this end of the room and sound off.
Oh, I'm Castelvi.
I'm LP.
I'm Scott.
I'm Lauren Imony.
I'm Mark.
I'm Tins.
I'm Brian.
Hey, it's Keith.
Hey, it's Cloud.
Mark, I see our mailbag is full to bursting. What have you got?
Full mailbag.
Filled with digital, so tangible letters. Files.
Yeah, sent so electronically.
Letters. So many deals.
Wow.
Whoa.
All right, easy.
Oh, okay.
We'll all get there.
One of these.
Just pick a random one.
Don't crinkle it.
Easy, Mark.
Castelvi likes to save them, make sure they're as crisp as the first day they were opened.
Don't put a lot of time in that email.
He makes them into collages, and we have framed collages of every letter we've ever sent.
You laugh now, but my scrapbook is going to be great.
You know, my mom does scrapbooking. She could probably hook you up.
I know.
So what does that say, Mark?
it's from Robert Hughes from Bolingbrook, Illinois.
Oh, cool. You're from Bolingbrook.
Yeah, I used to live in Bolingbrook.
We actually picked up that sweet chair for Scott in Bolingbrook.
That's true.
Which he loves. Right, Scott?
Yeah, we'll get into it.
And the letter says, hey, guys.
What's up?
Have you noticed that sometimes people are getting married? What is up with that?
Sorry,
you notice that sometimes people are getting married.
What is up with that? Was that the question?
What is up with that? What's up with people getting married,
well,
right?
The guy sitting right next to me.
In the room.
Who you all can see at home.
That's right.
Scott just got married.
Yeah, as we release this podcast, Scott Danielson is already married.
But let's pretend for a second that we were like a week ago from now.
Okay, right. So
try to put yourself in that mindset, Scott.
A week and
maybe
before the
14th.
Wedding.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what do you like?
What's the question?
Should I? What am I answering?
Well,
yeah.
Okay. At this
married.
Time, what are you feeling?
Yeah.
Like,
let's see. A week ago, I was feeling like, I don't know, just anxious. I don't want to go to work all week. I'm ready to get married and then drink heavily.
Let's just do this.
Yeah. No. A lot of people.
Now, remember when you made a scene at the wedding?
I know. I got kicked out.
Yeah, that was really embarrassing.
And now it has to happen.
Hey, you guys remember the silly hat that I wore to the wedding?
Oh, wow.
Those pictures are going to be...
Do you remember when I table danced?
At least we showed up on time. That's all. We were there on time.
Now it has to happen.
Now it has to happen, yeah.
So, here we go. Well, Scott, my question for you is a lot of folks elope. That's getting like it's kind of coming back into fashion again, like just going to the courthouse, getting it done, and then getting it over with, and then maybe you have a party later.
Sure.
Why didn't you do that?
Well, I think it was important for both Susan and I that we actually have like a big ceremony. It was important to our parents that we get married in the church. It was important to us too, but I think a lot of it was, you know, important to our parents. And, like, I don't know, I just, you know, you always hear about girls growing up and, like, imagining being a bride and their big wedding and their big ceremony and blah, 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 blah. Like, I want that too.
Like, aww, that's so cute.
But I did, like, I want to
up, Lauren.
Seriously, though, like, I want to have a big party for me.
Right?
Like, who wouldn't want
celebrate
that?
Celebrate Scott.
That's so
exactly.
So
I don't think it's just the wedding itself; it's more like the reception. I feel it's
so,
like the party.
The reception, the wedding is not much of a party. It's
kind of late. Like, I've been
bored
to a wedding
for 30 minutes and then smiles and claps.
So let's take this piece by piece now. The church. Now, you're both the same religion, are you?
We are. We're both Catholic. We're both Catholic.
Like, and so that wasn't
straight
really
up.
That.
I, as opposed to like sideways
or
like Christian or something.
Oh no, we're Catholic. Like, we went to Catholic schools growing up. Our
that
parents
sucks,
are all,
sorry,
her
man.
Mom used to actually be a nun. Here's an interesting fact.
Here we go.
I dated Susan, and her mom was a nun for many, many years before leaving the convent and getting married and having children.
Whoa.
The last girl I had a serious relationship with, her mom was a nun for many years.
Whoa.
Before leaving the convent and
if
having
if only
family.
There was a connection.
What's that about?
You know,
you
that's,
like
that's
you
funny.
You like the
God
goody
girls?
Yeah.
Goody shoes.
You know, I feel
high
like I've had a similar thing, and just girls that I've dated that they all have very similar mothers, or like for whatever reason. A lot of the girls I've dated have been, like, only children, and they've had just crazy moms. Just crazy moms. Like, to where, like, man, I don't want to go over to visit you at your house, because your mom's just fucking batshit, and I don't want, I can't handle her. She's too ridiculous.
Scott, isn't that wild? Because this pattern really suggests that for the rest of your life, you'll probably date ladies with batshit moms.
You're
that's
crazy
what I'm afraid
mother-in-law.
Of.
Keith, do you think that'd be a deal breaker for you? Like, just insane mom?
You know, no, because I look more into who I'm dating rather than who their mom is, because I can eventually, if I'm married to them, just say, hey, look, I don't like your mom. I'm going to tell her eventually that I don't like her. Because I already got this ring on your finger, which, you know, it means you can't.
But maybe
you can't leave me.
You
can't run away yet.
You're stuck with me
but
forever.
Aren't you also stuck with her and her family?
I'm stuck with her. You know.
What about all the holidays?
Yeah, but you marry into the family. That's what they say.
Well, that's what maybe they're just marrying into my family.
Scott,
yes, sir.
Would you say that you dating girls who have nun moms is a bad habit?
No. that sounds,
thank you.
That sounds
done.
Like that sounds like bad grammar.
I am done.
Say, shut up, Castelli.
Gross podcast, everyone. Good job.
See you later, Castelli.
See you guys later.
I love that you were sitting on that for.
I was sitting waiting
too.
So long.
Castelli's like halfway down the hallway.
Wow, that's a sister I too
cool.
joke right there.
Oh, but anyway.
P.S. Side note, I always date middle children.
Wait, is it a P.S. or a side note?
I don't know. Which
one? Take that one. Stands for puh, side note.
Side note.
Probably more of a side note. But yeah, I always date middle children. You always date only children. That's strange.
I most often have dated only children.
Keith, I'm an only child. You want to... hang out with?
I don't know. Is your mom crazy or not?
She's really nice. But
nah, I'm not
nice.
Into that. I'm not into that.
I think there's like a rule though. My mom always would say that there's a rule that you have, like, if you're an oldest child, then you have to date, or like it's better to date like a youngest. And I'm a middle, so I'm like I can do whatever.
Why?
I think
why is that though?
I don't know why it is. It's my mom. She's crazy. Who knows? Sorry, mom.
We could date. But... we could date.
Didn't you just say last week your mom just started listening to this podcast? Too? In fact, last podcast you said your mom just started listening and wanted us to swear less. And then you unleash a barrage of fucks to the world.
I think I also said, I was like, I'm not going to stop swearing. Prefaced by, of course, suck a dick. Not my mom, though. Don't do that.
Mama Castelvi is so sweet.
She's sweet. I love her.
She's very thoughtful.
Mm-hmm. She is. And she loves us all very much and thinks that swears are wasteful words, I think is the quote.
I understand that thinking, but...
however, I got plenty of words. Like, there are a lot of chips in a bag. If I throw one chip away, I'm like, I still got all these chips, man.
I'd say you have an infinite amount of words, and you can waste as many as you want, because you always got more.
You tell my mom that.
So,
well, she just heard it, hopefully.
Hopefully stop listening.
Getting back on track. Scott, this wedding that you just had,
What a great wedding.
Did you guys like my saxophone solo?
It was shut up, King.
Right, this is where I draw the line. For those of you, for like the three listeners who haven't figured this out by now, our podcast comes out a week after we record it, and we like to make a game sometime out of pretending we know the future or inventing the future and needing to prophesy it,
and then we have to try and live up to it. So yeah. By my count, we have a silly hat, a table dance from Lauren,
yes,
a saxophone solo from Keith,
yeah, and we show up on time,
and Castelvi gets thrown out,
yeah. Yeah.
And we intend to live up to all of those.
You know what sucks about Castelvi getting thrown out is I'm fucking rooming with him.
I know,
so I gotta have to, I'm gonna have to deal with.
What's even worse is I had already planned on getting thrown out.
Why are you doing this?
It's too funny not to.
We're getting separate keys.
We'll get separate keys. Fine.
This is a respectful, responsible wedding. Didn't you see the glittery princess card?
Oh God, that's right. It's all princess.
Well, this is what I was wanting to ask you about, Scott. Is that your wedding coming up? Thanks, Tins.
ruining your future.
And you said you want you also want a dream wedding. Do you feel like this is your dream wedding? As well? I mean, it's obviously more for your wife, but. But do you feel
it's
like you're getting a lot out of it, too?
Yeah.
And don't hold back, because she'll already be married to you by the time she gets
here.
Yes!
Yes!
You guys can be on your honeymoon, probably, right?
No, we'll be on our honeymoon, I guess when this comes out, we'll be going on our honeymoon in, like, 4 days.
So you still have time, and she still has time, to download the podcast and let it haunt the two of you the entire trip.
Absolutely. I mean, she'll probably listen to it on the plane. There.
Does she listen to the podcast?
She listens to it every
Susan
week.
Yeah.
Oh my God. She loves me, is what she says.
We love
Hi,
you.
Susan.
Hi.
Yeah. Susan, my wife now.
Beautiful.
That sounds
isn't that,
so
it's
good.
Weird.
Yeah,
she's so sweet.
She got her, I saw her today when Keith and I moved in the chair. She got beautiful highlights. Her hair looks great.
Her hair
looks
gorgeous.
She looks great. Awesome.
She's oh, yeah, sweet, by right? the way, Octavarius, for a wedding present, got me, like, collectively a fucking chair.
Not that for your wedding.
That sounds bad, but it holds up.
No, you put like a fucking like a swing we hung from our ceiling.
I think we should take it back and get what he's talking about.
When I say a fucking chair, like
it's a chair.
Definition of the word chair, like it's
an awesome.
Yeah, it's got four legs, dirty.
I plan next week or this week. I plan on doing an entire post devoted to this chair, so you'll all see what I'm talking about. It's thank you very much, everyone. It's very magnificent.
It's pretty gaudy.
It's
a gaudy chair.
I'm very grateful.
Oh, I took a wonderful picture of you in that chair on
you
my
did.
Phone. I'll show it to the rest of you guys soon. Maybe we'll
put
we'll
it up
use
to the microphone.
Picture,
put it up to the microphone. Real close.
Yeah, I'll put it up to the mic.
I've been with Amy 5 years, and after you've been dating 5 years, you know, the conversation about marriage comes up, and I know there are certain things that she and her family would prefer, over you know what I might prefer. What is there something that you feel like that you wish you would have had? Like, for example. I would prefer, I don't necessarily need to be married in a church, but I would prefer that a friend marry us. Like our friend Josh Nordmark is an ordained minister in like the Church of Light or something.
Yeah, so am I.
LB.
LB, you're a minister.
And so, I would just love to have...
marry me from a basement.
I would just love to have somebody that knows us marry us instead of some guy that I don't know.
Sure.
Because but the way I see it, is like the wedding is the ladies' day, and then whatever Sweet. Day after that, those are mine. But
you mean, wait a second. You're saying the girl gets the wedding day, but you get all the other days
the
after
rest
it?
Of their lives.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's the rule.
Can you get the rest of the lives together?
Yeah, I can just point and be like, hey, you know,
you
remember
had your
how
day.
You wanted that thing on your wedding?
Remember that
$50,000
okay bullshit day we had for you? Do the dishes.
Said Castelvi on our wedding podcast.
So,
and you know, I mean, you know, I,
I wouldn't be over the top like that. But yeah, generally.
A $10,000 dress you wore once? My laundry needs folding.
Oh, man. Oh my God. Okay, so.
Hi, Mom.
So I've been dreaming about my wedding.
I was asking Scott a question.
Yeah, never mind.
I was just providing one example.
No, no, no. Well, I want to talk about my wedding.
Well, we will get there, Lauren.
Sherry has been thinking about it for years.
And to answer, LP had a similar question.
Yeah.
You know, if I was doing the wedding 100% myself, it probably would have been very different. Like, I'm very happy. Well, like, I'd probably do something retarded, like...
Yeah.
Walk down to the James Bond theme or something like that.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Oh, for you, that's awesome. But for your family and your wife, not as cool. You know, I would probably like... I don't know. I'm trying to think of something that I would do that's stupid.
I think your family might enjoy that, though.
My dad would, but that'd be about it. But no, I mean, like...
It's like, but you got your whole family... Like, I imagine, like, a lot of extended family is going to be there as well. Is that
yeah,
right?
And I mean, and this is the thing that I had to learn. And Susan's mom actually taught me this. Is like... As much as you think the day is about you, and it is, you got to also remember that you're throwing a party, so you have to entertain your guests. You can't be selfish. You've got to make sure that they have what they need to have a good time.
I'd be really entertained by the James Bond.
Again, you know, maybe I'll get married sometime.
Not everyone in your family is like that, though. Everyone's got like weird family members who would be like, "Well, that was appalling and a waste of time." I know I do, and then people will be like. My grandparents and then their my grandfather's brothers and sisters and cousins and all that shit. Well, I'll be like, "What the fuck am I here for?"
See,
like, what is this idiot getting
I
married?
As if
it's man child.
That I've worn down my family over time.
You have,
and so that they now have to deal with whatever I do because they know that's what I do. You know, like they've seen me run naked with the exception of like sneakers and sweat socks because that's what I think is funny.
And also,
and
like, it's
they're all aware of it too, but I know that's me. You would have to probably consider them, right, Scott?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, like as much you have to put as much of yourself into it, while still you know conceding on certain things. Like you can't have a Legend of Zelda wedding cake.
Awesome.
Doesn't work out.
Did they say no to that?
I sent her some pictures. She said she.
You went to the effort of looking.
Oh, they're out there.
Oh wow.
Like, what kind of things do they have?
Like, just like a Princess Zelda and like
yeah,
the Hyrule
thing.
Castle.
That would have worked in.
It would have.
Yeah.
I even suggested.
Yeah,
and to be fair, Susan did say she'd go with this. Although I don't think she would, and I don't think I could in the end either. I showed her a picture of like a Super Mario cake with Mario and Princess Peach.
Oh, that's so cute.
I was like, that would have been perfect.
It would be a great compromise since it's like a princess wedding to have Hyrule Castle as a cake. Because then it blends right in.
I know, it makes perfect sense.
Are you still going to have like a princess cake, though? Like, is it
Mario? Yeah, I mean, you'll see. You guys will see. And everyone at home won't, so it's irrelevant.
I have no doubt it's going to be beautiful.
No, and so I'd like to hear from you guys, too. I just want to talk about my wedding.
All right, Lauren. Why don't we get this over with?
Yeah.
Give us
tell us your dream wedding.
Your dream
this is going to take hours. and no, Robert Pattinson can't be your groom.
Wait!
No.
A dream wedding does not mean you're allowed to choose your mate.
No, she can marry whoever she wants.
No.
Shut up, Claude!
Yes!
No, it's whoever your heart finds!
True love is real!
You can't have fictional characters. I'm going to put these limits on you. No fictional characters.
Okay.
No Disney princess. I'm not done with your
Shut
limitations.
Shut up, Lauren.
This
hold on.
Is my wedding.
Yeah,
this
well,
is
it
dream.
Doesn't mean it's your world and earth and reality.
Money doesn't matter in dream world.
I didn't
money
say
doesn't
money.
Matter. It's only true
the
love.
The presence of Robert Pattinson fucking matters in dream world.
Hang on. Let's let Keith set down these boundaries. They're probably fairly
all
decent.
Right.
Okay.
I'm sure.
I'm going to let... I'm going to let you, you can have all the money. I'm going to assume that maybe you can marry the richest man possible. So I'm going to give you, let you go nuts with your money wants and needs for this. But you can't marry somebody who's a cartoon character or otherwise dreamed up in a fictional world. You can't marry Robert Pattinson because he's barely a human.
But Mark said the perfect guy, Robert Pattinson or something like that. It was amazing. It's a Jewish
Robert. Okay, and he might be out there, but that's not who you're thinking
of. Let's move on from that.
I think that also counts as a fictional character since...
And also anything like anything that otherwise doesn't exist in reality, like coming in on a unicorn. Or you know, like...
You can get a unicorn.
But if you want, if you want a horse...
Yeah, but it's not real, real.
You can totally do that. All right, Lauren, whip out your wedding date.
Actually, it's not that insane. You'll actually be surprised.
It's not.
It's not. Okay. I want to... Okay, my dress might be a little insane because I want the.
How many doves are lifting it?
No. Okay, do you guys know Belle's golden dress from Beauty and the Beast?
Yes.
Yes.
You want to wear?
I want to wear like a white version of that. Oh, wow. Anyways, okay, that's what I really. I've always wanted since I was little.
You want like the big, frilly, poofy skirt.
Like the ruffled, pinned up ruffles. Yes. It doesn't have to be that big as hers.
Pretty big, but white.
Yeah. And there's a modest version of that in Spider-Man 2. Kirsten Dunst wears a pretty wedding dress.
That's a reference I get.
It's very modest.
Yeah, but it has the pinned up ruffles. It's very pretty. Okay. And then I just want an all-inclusive wedding. And what I mean by that is I want it to all be in, like, one place. Like, if it's, you know, a beautiful castle, you know, somewhere in England, great.
The moon.
But so you want the ceremony and reception in the same hall.
Yes, but probably most ideally, I would love it in, like, a Chicago hotel, all there. And
why
like,
would you want it in one place?
Because I like the idea, and maybe it's just because that's where I, like, a lot of weddings that I had a lot of fun at were all in one place. I don't know why. I've gone to other, you know, like, we're going to be going to a couple different places, and I've had a lot of fun doing that, too. But for some reason, like, I don't want to have to deal with the hassle on my wedding day. I just want to, like, be there and, like, have other stuff to worry about, but not, like, going anywhere else. I don't know. I'm sure that's not, like, a thing for anybody else.
In your dream wedding, you're, like,
strong. You grew up with a strong Jewish upbringing, so you don't want to be in a temple?
Well, it could be in a temple. I've been to a wedding that's taken place all in a synagogue, you know, but they'll have the ceremony in the that area, and then there's, like, a room in the back.
Just realize the temple is even more conducive to a Legend of Zelda wedding.
Yeah.
Or a Temple of Doom wedding.
Oh, how cool would that
be? You could say it just takes place in the Temple of Light.
Yeah.
And we could all dress up as, like, alternate Hyrule.
Yeah, and the bride and groom can come in too. Da 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 da. We are gathered here to.
That is awesome.
And Lauren could still be a princess.
Yeah, I could still be.
So it's not great. Like, that's it. Is that where does it get crazy?
And then I just whatever place it is, I want it to be like very old fashioned,
like the Drake,
like the architecture and all that. I want it to be
like a castle.
Yeah, kind of like yes. Like
does
ideally
every girl
a castle.
Just
want to
be a princess.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like every girl.
It's Disney poisoning our youth to believe that is what I feel.
It's Disney
poisoning.
Making children
poisoning.
Think that yes,
hypnotizing,
they all,
brainwashing,
yeah.
Use whatever.
Do you girls
you
feel
want.
That way that you were see, made to feel like a princess from Disney movies?
No, well, see, I'm weird
okay.
because let's talk about it. No, I think I'm strange because I have not been planning on my wedding since I've been like 5 years old.
Me neither,
something
dude.
Something that
good
like
work.
I just
when
don't
are you gonna
think
do
about.
It?
Good.
I don't know. Well, in this time of the podcast, I've been thinking like, wow, what would be a fun wedding? And I think it'd be fun if you just had, like a random, like, flash mob wedding where, like, people just take off whatever, like, suit or covering they have. And you just have, like, a random wedding and surprise people in a train station or
you
somewhere.
You
mean
a
surprise wedding?
You mean, like,
that
like an improv
awesome.
Everywhere
an improv
wedding
everywhere.
That's
yeah.
a real wedding?
So like
surprise, Wrigley Bound.
Like everyone's
wearing
like
who's
like
getting surprised? Is it everyone
yeah,
watching?
And then, just,
and then
like,
they just
take
it off
and
they're
like,
all in
bridesmaid dresses. And it's like surprise, we're married.
It's
yay.
Like pedestrian. Like all the wedding party is told that they wear a suit under their human clothes.
Yeah,
and
very specific instructions.
Yeah, and they're all at a food court in like a mall.
Well,
you could probably use
first
a
of all,
to, like,
in order
Millennium
for this,
Park,
in order for this to place. Work. People are going to have to put clothes over their suits and their dress. So people are going to be, you
really
said a mall,
no,
right?
No.
So people are going to be in the middle of a mall wearing hoodies over their suits and dressing
no,
suits,
like
too.
No, it'd be like Union Station or somewhere cool.
Yeah, Union
it's still going to be, it's still going to be way too hot.
Or, wait, so wait,
you could do it at a church.
That's awesome.
At a Sunday service, though.
Oh.
And no, it wouldn't be. Because all those people who expect church are stuck in a two-hour wedding.
So let me make sure I understand this right. Okay. It'd be like you and your boyfriend are going to Panera, and you're on the L. And all of a sudden, like, you and all these people on the train rip off their clothes, they're all dressed to the T's, and there's a priest there going, "We're getting married, surprise!"
Yep.
You would surprise the guy? Lines.
That's how it works.
We're getting married, surprise, dearly beloved.
We are gathered here today on car 3195 on the red line.
Although I love a moving wedding.
Hold on, this wedding is
so uncomfortable. That would be so uncomfortable. Have you ever stood on the L? Like, it's horrifying.
It's a little jerky, but like, it'd be so exciting.
What about like a regular train, like a metro train?
That's more boring.
No, there's people drinking there already.
What about a roller coaster?
That'd be extreme, dude.
That could be pretty fun.
You kiss? When the camera gets you going down the fast hill, that's your way.
You gotta make it quick, though. There's only seven.
You could throw your bouquet up for the next train car to catch in the roller coaster.
I feel like a moving wedding realistically will not work unless it's in the context of like a parade. Like if people are on a parade float, then awesome. It's still gonna be weird. People will talk about it, but it'll be that weird parade wedding.
It's very, very.
That's
funny.
Okay. You'll probably get it on YouTube.
Yeah. Or what if it was like on the top of a bus? You know, like in Austin Powers when for back wreck.
Yeah, like a double decker. Yeah.
It's all fancy.
Have a guy playing a piano on a bus.
That would be, if you got a big like trolley or bus, that would be beautiful.
That's what you should do.
Yes.
And I can only have a
you know what they should do?
I'll show up no matter what.
Sure,
I'll
you show get up. You Thanks, get married man. In a swamp, and the bride and groom come in on matching hoverboats.
No, I bet you laugh. I bet that's been done.
Yeah. It's been done.
Dude, it's total. Everything's been fucking done for weddings. Like, people.
Not moon wedding.
People think of fucking everything.
The people.
I never cease to be amazed by the amount of different types of weddings there can be.
So, of all the different types of weddings there could be, what would be yours, Brian?
Ooh. Mine? I would probably be some with like a bunch of friends. Although I love my family, I like having friends there too a lot. And it would probably be I'd be married by someone that knew me.
Yeah.
But
where would it be?
What's the theme?
Where would it be? I don't have a fucking theme. We showed up. Hey.
Sure.
That's the thing. Come to the wedding of Brian and so-and-so. We showed up. Hey.
Fiwo, I actually wouldn't put it past you to have a wrestling wedding.
Oh, I was no just going to say, way. I'd get you a John Cena cake.
No.
The priest could have a luchador mask.
And everybody in the wedding party can come out to their own entrance music.
You could have Nakula come in with a chair and try to steal your bride away.
You know, yes.
Like during the objection part?
Yeah.
He objects.
Like, does anyone object to this?
That would be awesome.
I would. I don't know. I like more simple things. But
it's
I
the
know,
hope to
but like,
fire and brimstone.
Part of the whole damn thing is like I invite all my friends. They're probably gonna do something whether I like it or not.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's
I.
A fact.
So that's okay. I chose to hang out with these people, so I understand.
Thanks, Brian.
He chose us, guys.
He chose us.
He assembled us like a team.
Well, you can't choose your family, but you can choose your friends.
That's
you know, and I choose to hang around with the people Sonny. I hang around with. You know, I mean, granted, they choose me, but you know,
yeah.
So all of the baggage that would come with whatever might happen. I would be more than willing to accept it, yet not necessarily encourage much,
I agree, Biwo. I feel like if I got married in the, you know, near future or next 5-10 years, whatever.
or like in this half of my lifetime.
TikTok, Lauren, TikTok.
I just mean when we're young and we're all together here in Octavarius.
Who cares?
I feel like, of course, you guys would do something fun or funny.
Nah.
I feel like I would expect it and obviously be waiting for it. You know what I mean?
Like just all have kites that we just release at some point and start flying.
Hey! Brian, you said that who cares how old you are when you get married, right?
Yeah.
Like considering it's perfectly fine for elderly people to get married.
Yeah.
Okay, I learned that lesson as a child the hard way.
Uh-oh. What? Story.
Because
I was when I was going to my Catholic school, I was an altar server, and on the weekends I'd do weddings and get paid like $20. And I was in like, you know, fifth grade. That's a lot of money.
They
to
paid
in
you
fifth grade. Yeah, we got it was like a tip.
I
yeah,
had to
they
do
paid
it.
Us
I had,
too.
Man, I'm Lutheran. I missed out on this shit.
I was Methodist.
We did weddings and
funerals.
My funerals were depressing, but we got out of school.
I had to volunteer, but I was never paid.
I never.
So
it was
anyways,
like part of my Sunday school requirement.
So I was working. I was working. I put in quotes. This wedding one weekend, and I was. I mean, how old are you in fifth grade? 10?
Yeah, like 10, 11.
And the priest introduced me to the groom, and it was this elderly man, and he said, "Hi, I'm going to be getting married today," and I went.
Oh no!
And he kind of looked at me. He kind of looked at me like,
"Oh, you little smart ass."
And then it clicked that wow, he's not kidding. And I went, "Nice to meet you."
Oh,
wow!
Yeah, and that's
oh my
how I
God.
Learned it's okay for elderly people to get married.
Yeah,
that's not okay. It happens.
And Castelvi disagrees.
It just happens.
But I grew up around like all sorts of. Different marital arrangements and living arrangements with people. Like my uncle had a live-in girlfriend for like almost a, you know, like a decade or so.
Yeah.
Now he's married. He got married when he was older, after he was married, you know, early on in life. And so I realized that two people could live together without necessarily being married.
Sure.
And that it was okay. Mm-hmm. And they still loved each other. And so like that, opened up my eyes, and then see, you know, divorced families and things like that, and just all sorts of weird stuff. And so, I guess that always made me uncomfortable around it. But and so I'm really open to the idea of marriage, but I don't need it. I guess.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know?
So okay,
but I love parties. So
well, this is what
yeah.
this is a good transition for what I'm about to say. Like, if anyone has anything else about their wedding, I'd love to hear it. But. What about receptions? Like, what would your parties
oh, yeah.
be?
Oh,
this is
nuts.
Where
amazing
I come
nuts.
In.
I've never
thought about my wedding at all. Like, I don't care where it is. I don't care who's there. I don't care if I get it at fucking Vegas. But I would want a kick-ass reception.
Yes.
Like, I'd want to go nuts. It would be, like, on four different yachts. Or like, with, like, a bridge between
oh
all
my
of
God,
them.
Pirate wedding. That's great.
Oh, man.
And they would all be
wedding.
Like connected through wooden bridges, hook style.
Oh, but there was so much potential for this.
LP,
this
let's
disaster.
Get married right now. Let's do it.
It just happened, man.
And this, and not only that, but there'd be I'd pay celebrities to be there and like pretend to know me because we're talking like money's not an issue, right?
So yeah,
what celebrity would
you
use?
You know, like I saw in fucking Dubai, somebody got like Beyonce to sing at their party.
Wow. See, I don't know. I'd probably do like stand up comedians or something.
Yeah.
Like maybe like Brian Posehn, like something random, so that people could might believe.
So you
that
just
I know
get drunk at your wedding and be that drunk Brian Posehn.
Well, yeah. LP, why would you spend the money to hire Brian Posehn to do stand up when you could just as easily hire Daft Punk to DJ your reception?
Oh, that's dude, that's afterwards, man. I'm assuming the party starts at 10.
Do you really think Daft Punk's not going to be there,
dude? It's gonna be like stand ups around 9 to 10 during like dinner. And then when like midnight hits,
so would each stand up roast you?
Justice together.
Oh man, that's it.
So would the stand ups do like their bits, or would they do bits about your wedding? Like, would they have to learn about you?
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Hell
I'm
yeah,
not,
they
I'm,
get
not,
paid.
I'm not hiring them to do stand up. I'm just hiring them to hang out.
Oh,
at
so
the
they
party.
Just hang out and be charming.
Yeah, and then be like, yeah, I know Matt from years back, so it makes me seem more awesome.
So when we transition into the Justice Daft Punk. Joint show,
yeah.
That would probably blow everyone's dicks off.
Oh, yeah.
It would be that awesome. So, yeah, your dick would blow off too, Lisa.
You know.
And so, would Brian Posehn and the other stand-ups dance?
If they wanted.
For this? Would they be paid
if
for that?
If he hires
be...
them for the whole night,
yeah.
then they'd
so you'd hire them
it.
For the night, so they would...
Dance.
Yeah, and they would... Well, I mean,
so, like,
would...
your mom could dance with Brian Posehn, or, like,
right, or Patton Oswalt.
Yeah. So Patton Oswalt could slow dance with your auntie or something.
Right.
You know, LP,
that's hilarious.
If you needed an opening act for Daft Punk, I
you know someone, Keith?
I could play saxophone.
Damn it.
I've begun learning the saxophone.
I feel like he's already forgotten about Keith and Tins, and he's totally moved on to his solo.
This just happened on the podcast.
This is the new project. This is saxophone.
Dude, ladies love saxophone.
Me taking my career to be a solo saxophone.
Dude, you think this is going to be your Graceland, but it's never going to get better than when we did Bridge Over Troubled Water.
It's true, but Graceland's still pretty good.
just tossed you to the side, Tins.
Tins, how do you feel?
Uh-oh.
Coming to the warm.
I don't know. I mean,
they were my
instruments on our album. It was my recording equipment. It's
I'm gonna need to use your recording equipment for my saxophone album.
Okay, that's fine. I guess
you must feel like
it's just
dirt.
You know, I put my heart and soul into the band. And a lot of work went into it. A lot of time that I could have been doing other things.
Yeah, well, I guess that's just how things go, you know. Sometimes things change.
I feel like there's a hole in my soul. Like I've got some sort of soul debt.
Yeah, I guess you've got some sort of debt, like a serious amount of debt, maybe.
Oh, man, if that debt actually was monetarily valued at like $10,000 or more, you might want to call our sponsors, Legal Helpers Debt Resolution. And what's that phone number, Matt?
866-963-2354. LegalHelpersDR.com.
It's the most confusing way you could have delivered that
phone
number.
That was a terrible joke.
Does it matter?
Man, Keith and Tins or Keith and the saxophone could both do way better songs.
Are you gonna do an entirely instrumental project, or are you planning on having other instruments and vocals?
I'm gonna record my own vocals to my own saxophone playing.
See, oh, goodness. I know you're learning. You're learning like regular songs right now, but I would be severely disappointed if you don't learn how to like wail and do like sexy saxophones.
That's the best part of saxophone is the sexy saxophone.
Yeah, it would not be worth it for me until you actually play me sexy saxophone songs while I just sit on a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
No other day.
Keith and I will hang out on Tuesday, Thursday night, and we have some fun. But, like, if Keith could play me some sexy saxophone while we're watching, you know, something on TV. Adventure
that's
Time.
That's magic.
That would be awesome.
Girl, serenade me while I watch Adventure Time.
Oh, man, what a great Tuesday. That's exactly what it would be like.
That would be awesome.
I don't know what I would do for my reception or for my wedding, and here's why. It's because I'm not really sure I'll ever get married yet.
That's not true.
Why?
You know, your
mother's heart just broke, Keith.
You're a great-looking guy.
It's not a point of whether I don't think I could get married. I just don't. I don't anticipate having time to be married.
I see.
It's a big commitment.
It's a huge amount of you know.
I would argue it's the biggest.
It's basically if you want it to work, you have to like settle down and like do less other things.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really want to do less other things. So and then also my older brother totally hates marriage. He's got some good points on why
I'm surprised because your parents get along great. Like your parents have a pretty good marriage.
Yeah, they do, but they also like have to do things and like own a house and deal with like doing things and reasoning things and checking with each other if they can go do these things. That's too much.
He just doesn't want it. He doesn't need a partner all the time. He wants to just do what he wants to do.
I just don't want to be limited. And I feel like marriage can be limiting. Now, if I find some girl that I'm like, I can't live without this person, and I don't want anybody else to have her because I want her, then I'm going to marry her. Mostly, or entirely for the fact that I don't want anybody else to have her. I want that.
It's called love, Keith.
It's called love.
Talking about falling in love.
Yeah, probably. But maybe it won't, and if it doesn't, that's quite all right, as long as I'm busy. Now, if I'm alone and not accomplishing anything, I'm going to feel real sad.
Do well when he is bored.
I am very lonely and very bored quickly when lonely.
I do feel somewhat of an obligation when I am home to do things with Keith, because I know how sad he gets when he's bored.
I just get bored.
I know.
I'll come to you, though.
No, you don't. I just feel...
sometimes I think you think I don't want to be alone, though, too. Yeah. So, sometimes I'm working on an Octave Arias podcast when you talk, or post, rather, not a podcast. So sometimes I'm trying to do work on it.
That's probable.
You get a lot of heart out of this podcast.
Well, it's time people know things about me.
That's true. I just, I don't know. I just get this vibe that Keith, you know, likes, just doesn't like being bored, wants to hang out. And
yeah, I don't like being bored either.
I also don't have a job.
Is there someone who likes being bored? Who's like,
Lauren.
Got nothing to do.
Oh, man. You know what's terrible about me is I need, like, if I get constant attention, I would never really have to sleep. I love it when people talk to me. I think that's great.
I think we should all ignore you one day.
Yeah, I would get so bored and fall asleep. I would get so bored and fall asleep. It's so easy for me to get tired when people are ignoring me.
I think it'd be so hard to ignore. I was just picturing of like, what would happen if I came over here and everyone was just ignoring me and not telling me, like what would you do?
You'd think you were dead.
Well, I'd probably go there, kind of.
Except that we'd have to buzz you in and unlock the door first.
What the fuck? Why won't anyone talk to me? Why am I here?
I've had that happen before. Swear to God. Like, am I not here? Like, what's going on? I've had that happen before.
Here?
No, not here.
Am I dead? What is happening?
And I'm like, what's going on? Like, is something...
I haven't been ignored like that, like hardcore, since like fifth grade.
That's really a fifth grade thing to do.
Yeah.
It's what your older brothers did to you, though.
Yeah.
Until like seventh grade. They'll just ignore you. It's like, ah, man, what a dick move. I know you know I'm here. I'm not that dumb anymore.
Yeah.
I know I'm alive.
Are you sure, Keith?
I am now, so I must have been then.
I know you're alive, Keith, because I hang out with you a bunch.
What about you, Tin?
So
you haven't said a whole lot.
Yeah. What about Mrs. Tins?
What do you think of all your little Tins juniors?
I have a feeling that Tins would be very heartfelt. It would be very sweet and heartfelt.
Really? That's going to be my wedding? I think there'd be beakers
as far as the eye could see.
I know he might think to do something.
The cake would be a math problem.
But I think his inner sweetness... You couldn't eat it till you figured it out. I think his inner sweetness and inner softy would take over.
I agree with you,
Tins.
Brad.
A big old softy.
Yeah, when it comes...
Roberta Pattinson.
Yeah, what?
How dare you?
Yeah, when it comes down to it, like for shit that matters, that's actually really important to normal humans, like weddings. I suppose I do get some pretty wild ideas, but I know I should tone it down for the things that humans would judge me on.
Because it's actually something that's serious.
Yeah, you know?
But doesn't that make it like even that much better? Like, people take weddings so seriously. So isn't that the perfect time
to
do something?
I would infuse my personality into some aspects of the wedding. At the same time, there's a lot of things, a lot of aspects about me that my family, and surely my bride-to-be's family, they wouldn't know about at all. And like I don't want it to all spill out during the wedding.
Tins, like, you know what's going to happen during the recession.
What's that, Castelvi?
I just said that it's probably going to come out during the wedding that you'll be completely embarrassed in front of your family and friends when a drunken Matt Castelvi stumbles to the microphone saying, "Let me tell you about this asshole."
I'm fully prepared for that one.
Don't worry, I've been thinking about it.
I'm really hoping that you're Tins' best man.
That's a lot of pressure.
I really hope that happens because I would love to see what you would do to Tins on that day. Because
that
Tins
would be
the least likely to fight you.
Actually, you know what?
I think the
weird thing about being in this really, really close circle of friends is you do, you know, that occasionally comes up like, who's gonna be my best man?
Is it a guy who's gonna abandon you for?
I think that's the thing,
dude. Your wedding is the
good boy.
someone you've known from college for 4 years.
You know, your wedding would be the perfect time for us to have our first reunion show.
Oh, get the fuck out.
Oh, fuck you right now. So, like, I'll play a couple of my songs while I've been crying in the recording studio, and you'll play a 15-minute set, and then we'll get together for like three very bitter sounding songs.
You know,
we're gonna play Batman, sneering at each other.
And you're still doing the shitty choreography that I love.
Of course we are.
You just dance that choreography angrily.
I'm sure I'm not ever really going to get any better than like a junior year of high school level of saxophone.
That's the spirit.
Dude, high school jazz bands are good.
There are really good juniors. I would be fine getting to some level of the kids that I knew when they were like in high school. Like, they were really good. And that'd be good enough. It wouldn't be good enough for a saxophone album, per se. But I'll probably still make one.
Jesus. See, yeah, I have definitely thought about that. I think it does come down to the person I want is my best man. Like, who is going to be the least destructive person at my wedding?
Oh, wait, if you're going by that... best woman.
Say of us that would be least destructive, I would say it would probably be LP or I. That would be my best guess as to who would be least destructive.
I'd be fun-structive.
Yes.
You would be really destructive.
Keith, you know what? Keith, you would at least be the kind of destructive that I'd be so embarrassed the day of, but at least like 2 weeks later, we could both kind of laugh about it. I feel like the kind of destructive Castelvi wants to be will result in us not speaking for 6 months.
Which I'm totally cool with. Because that's when you're with your bride.
There you go.
Don't hang
there
out with
me. There
you go. It's called marriage. Grow up.
And Mark and Nick.
You can't be dicking around with a podcast. You have a wife.
I feel that Mark and Nick, as best men, would be destructive by accident.
Yes.
Everything would be just a terrible mistake.
Like, what?
Gosh, Mikula will frighten away all the bridesmaids before the wedding happens and will ruin the wedding.
Don't say that like you don't know it to be true, ladies.
Mark will set up like a brilliant string quartet for the wedding or something, but then accidentally set someone's pants on fire.
Well, the best man.
What are the best man's job? I thought the best man only had to do the bachelor party or so, and do the speech, right? Am I wrong?
Yeah,
the they don't really have a lot of responsibilities.
They gotta be responsible for holding the rings.
I thought that's a ring bearer. Isn't there a thing called a ring bearer?
Even if you have a ring bearer, it brings it up and the best man holds on to them during the wedding.
Yeah,
and normally the ring bearer is a toddler, so you don't actually give him the ring. Yeah. You just give him a pillow.
Well, I mean,
you can't trust rings with a toddler.
The worst thing that can happen is you drop the ring. You just pick it up, though.
I'd argue that Mark would be one of the best.
That's what I was saying. That seems like the most important.
I'll be your best man.
You can.
That's true. You know what? My bachelor party would be very, very different, I feel, depending on who I chose to be my
dude, I'd throw you
that's
a badass
true.
Bachelor party.
If all of you badass bachelor.
If you pick me, Tins, we're doing the bachelor party on the moon.
No, oh man, done. Settled right now.
Moon
if,
bachelor
dude,
party?
Mark,
bachelor
if you party. Can get me a moon bachelor party, this is sealed
I
right
can
now.
Guarantee you
what
a moon bounce
moon bachelor
party.
See, damn it, I was going to double moon it and do
Boom.
Moon bounce on the moon.
First.
Oh, man.
No, man, I only need to feel like 1/6 of Earth's gravity. I don't need to feel 1/36 of it. That's too little gravity for me.
Yeah, jump and then just go into space.
How are you going to dance when you have to bounce up and down at 1/36 the rate of a mortal man?
Think about it, Mark.
It's a moon bounce on the moon.
So
okay?
Tins,
in moon shoes.
Tins, yes, Chloe.
Can I mention a fun fact about my wedding?
How fun is this fact?
It's not necessarily a fact because it hasn't happened yet. Long.
Okay,
oh, it's
but
cool
it's a pretty for sure fact long as I get married.
All right, let's hear it.
So
of
back
course,
in,
within the next 5 to 10 years.
Well, we'll see. I don't know. Anyways.
So you and Robert Pattinson.
I mean, when me and Robert Pattinson or Jesse McCartney.
Who cares? Just
get married.
Sure, they're both there. They're both awesome.
Holding me on my
arm.
So in high school, my friend, one of my best friends, decided to drive my car and crashed my car. And
they made a decision that Saturday morning. They were going to crash Lauren Imani's car.
Anyway, so she was younger than I was, and she begged me not to tell my parents that she did it, because it would get back to her parents that she was already grounded for, I don't know, something. And so I ended up taking the blame and told my parents that I was the one who crashed my car during this, like, storm that we were in. And I totally, like, It was bad. Like, our wheel came off as we drove. No joke. Like, we crashed, and then we tried to drive away, and the wheel came off. Anyway, okay. So
why did you think you could drive away?
I don't know.
Because you got to try to drive away, or else it costs money.
No, yeah. If you know that it... Sometimes you just know you can't, though. And that sounds
I didn't crash into anybody. I crashed into a guardrail.
You
know, it's become close for me, and there are some times where I've been in an accident where it was like, you probably can't drive away. I always try, and I've always been able to.
Yeah.
That's
such a dick move.
Well, no, but now we didn't crash into anybody. She swerved into a guardrail on the highway.
Yeah, but then that fucks your insurance instead of hers. How does this relate to
the
wedding?
Okay, so the wedding. I took the blame, and for like 10 to 15 years or whatever, I've gotten stuff from my parents.
Are you 32?
Wait.
If it's up to 15 years ago,
10
years,
10 years. 10, 11, 12 years.
I can't believe you're 32.
Anyways, so 10, 11, 12 years ago.
That's still 27 or 26.
No, 10
it's over, man. Fuck it. Whatever.
Just get it over.
I'm so desperate for this thing to be over with.
So, anyways, it's going to come out on my wedding. My best friend, the best friend who crashed my car is going to finally confess to my parents on my wedding night.
Wait, is that what they said they would do?
That's what we decided. What?
Wait, that's what they decided?
Yes.
But you just revealed it now.
But my mom doesn't listen to this.
She will.
What if I give her a call?
You guys...
But I've been waiting this long. Okay, I've waited 8 to 9 years.
Don't ruin her wedding. Don't tell her mom.
Oh my God. You guys, I'm serious. This stays between us. We take this to the grave. Until one of us gets married.
And you, listeners...
That's what we seriously did.
Listeners, this is a secret that you get to be in on. Don't tell Lauren Imani's mother. Don't tell her that Lauren Imani even was on a podcast all those years ago.
You can find her. Just Google her.
This secret is between you and us, internets.
And yes, Chris... One more thing. This secret word is for you. Remember it, raccoon.
Oh, wow. Lauren, when you're talking about
that's
old
good
because
everyone will know what that means.
Stuff,
what that joke's about.
It got me to remember that. I don't know if you guys ever did this, but when you're in like 7th or 8th grade or something, and you have a friend of the opposite sex, and they're like, "Okay, if we're not married by the time we're 30, then we'll get married." And I made like a couple of those promises.
I fucking knew it! I knew it, man! I knew chicks did that! I totally got those.
And, like,
I was the dumbass.
Some of those, like, I don't know, like, guys, I'll see maybe, like, once every couple of years or whatever, but, like, what if when on my 30th birthday, if I'm not married, he just like shows up at my door, like
I've
ready
thought
to roll,
about that.
And
fucking
I got it.
That's
promise.
The rule.
You mean they all show up at your door?
Yeah, like,
at the same time, wondering why they're all carrying bouquets.
It's like all four lame ass dudes showing up, just all looking
I waited so long.
I totally did that.
All
I
the pedestrians rip off their clothes and are wearing suits and dresses. There it is. Yeah, nice. Scotch tape.
Nice.
Well done. There it
is. Uh-oh.
Then you'd have to go along with it because they already changed. Yeah. Oh, no. Tins.
Uh-oh. You know what that sound means?
Is that the new sound that the podcast is over
that
you didn't tell us about?
It means I'm out of horchata. Which means the podcast is over.
Which is apparently new.
What's new since I've had a large horchata with me during the entire podcast?
That thing's huge.
Well, it lasted me 54 minutes.
It could definitely be described as a large horchata.
Horchata.
Horchata. I think is the word you're looking for.
Oh, I'm sorry.
or chocolate. That's you. Right. So
what a good podcasting, guys.
We'd like to also thank Pop Chips. They pop in your mouth and they pop in your hand, I suppose, too.
You know, Pop Chips. I actually just sampled Pop Chips a few days ago, and I had the cheddar sour cream one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Was it?
Oh, boy.
Oh, great.
I'll tell you something.
Golly.
Those things have a pop to them. Like crazy. They're delicious.
They actually are delicious, and yeah. They're popped like popcorn, not baked or fried. So they have all this delicious flavor. They have like 9 different flavors, and they're all and good. They're Originals only okay.
Actually, Keith, I completely agree with you.
Yeah.
They're in like most major grocery stores, like Target or Whole Foods. And...
I've seen signs on buses now, too.
Yes, you can see other advertisements for our product.
We were given a bunch of them by a good friend of ours. They're going to be served at the wedding this weekend.
No. Oh, that's great.
Oh, wow.
Pop Chips popping into your life. Yeah, that's a good one, huh?
All right, I guess
hey,
that's
have a great five. Wedding, Scott.
Yeah, yeah, Scott. Well, wedding. You mean you had guys. Had a great
so
wedding.
I'll be gone now for probably 3 or 4 weeks, so I'll miss you guys.
Aww,
miss
you.
Would you have like to have any parting words, last advice for the next month or so for our listeners? Anything you could tell them to be watching out for in July?
HIV.
All right, have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everybody.
Bye.